is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like toll free at 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line. And we will go to your calls about absolutely anything, although every now and then we will bring special guests on the program very occasionally. So you have to be a really special guest to get on the show. And somebody that has organized the most popular liberty-oriented gathering of any year, I think, qualifies. In fact, Mark Skousen is on the line with us here. I don't know. Are you in Vegas right now, Mark?
I will be next week when we start our show, Freedom Fest. But right now I'm in New York. I'm based in New York.
I'm sorry.
And I have a home in Florida as well.
I'm doubly sorry. I'm originally from Florida.
Why did you leave?
The Free State Project. I wanted to get around thousands of other liberty-minded people in order to have a better chance at liberty in our lifetime. And I imagine some Free Staters besides Free Talk Live will be in attendance at Freedom Fest coming up here in about a week or two.
You know, we're going to have over 2,000 people, probably 3,000 by time the Stossel show it happens on Thursday, because for the first time we have a major TV network, Fox News, coming to Freedom Fest. So, yeah, we have people coming from all over the world. We have a guy flying in his private jet from Moscow. Maybe he'll bring that Snowden guy with him.
He can get him out of the airport.
Yeah, that's always the problem.
Well, we'll be taking the Free Talk Live jet from Manchester Regional Airport all the way to the Free Talk Live jet actually is flown by Southwest in this case.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good way to go. That's a good commercial airline.
Yep. So tell us about Freedom Fest. I mean, this is the largest liberty-oriented event of the year. Somehow or another, you've managed to outpace even like the Libertarian Party National Convention and things like that.
Well, when did it start?
Yeah. Well, you know, it started about 7 years ago, and my whole idea was once a year we need to all get together. You know, we're all a herd of cats. We're all doing our own thing. We're doing our own radio shows. We're doing our own think tanks and freedom organizations. We're doing this and that. But we really need to gather together, kind of a powwow, that what the old the Indian tribes used to do, to gather together all the tribes, to get all the think tanks, get them all together. Get the best and the brightest for an intellectual feast, not just a rah-rah session, but actual philosophy, history, debates, panels, music and dance, literature. We even have the Anthem Film Festival. I mean, we do a little bit of everything, and this is what's creating all the buzz. Is it's not just a tea party where people just glad hand each other or bemoan what we can do, but we actually learn things and we network. And I mean, who knows what's going to come out of this, but I would like to think that the whole idea of a national convention or a world convention of freedom lovers, I think, is a very powerful concept, and it's catching on.
So you're going to have, for the first time, this the Stossel show broadcasting?
Right, the Stossel show. They've been watching us very carefully. They wanted to make sure that we are a first-rate organization, and they're coming out, and they're actually taping their show at Freedom Fest, and the guests are Steve Forbes and Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal and Grover Norquist and Matt Kibbe, a bunch of the speakers are going to appear on his show, and he's going to use the same theme. We always have a theme at Freedom Fest, and this year our theme is, are we Rome? Are we in decline and fall like the Roman Empire, the British Empire, or Egypt, or China in the history? Are we going down that route? And you know, it's a question mark. We're going to debate this issue, and it's going to be on Stossel's show. And I think it's very exciting. In fact, one thing I would like to tell your listeners is that if you can't come to the three-day conference, this one event, the taping of Stossel's show on Thursday, July 11th, is open to the public. So we have about 1,000 tickets that are free to the general public. If you're in Vegas, all you have to do is show up. for our big event at 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 11th. But normally our conference is a full 3 days. You have to pay about $500 to come, and we have several thousand people showing up.
What's, you know, so $500, not chump change. I know that there's going to be some movers and shakers there, but the average person, $500 means something. What are they going to get for their $500?
Well, they get 3 days, over 150 speakers, 150 breakout sessions. They get to meet. What's really fun about this is the meeting of individuals who are wealthy, who are successful, who are famous, and they mingle with them. I mean, Steve Forbes, for example, he comes and he attends all 3 days. And that's not typical what he does at conferences. Most of the time he comes in, gives a speech, and then he leaves. But at Freedom Fest, he stays there all 3 days because, as he says, this is where the best ideas are coming together to what we need to do in the future. And he wrote this. His latest book is called The Freedom Manifesto, which he's going to be speaking on. And he says right in the book, a lot of these ideas gelled at Freedom Fest. So there, people will, it's a great opportunity to learn new things, to network, to celebrate liberty. I mean, people walk away from Freedom Fest saying they learned a lot. They've changed their worldview. We have people doing business deals, multi-million dollar business deals by meeting other business people and developing a relationship. So there's really all kinds of possibilities at Freedom Fest that I think you can't imagine the change that could take place in your life until you actually show up and experience it yourself.
Yeah, I think that this is really the thing about conferences. You can learn almost anything there is to learn on the internet, but there's nothing like the sort of the atmosphere, the new ideas that are presented that you might not have even considered learning.
Well, let me give you an example. We're doing a panel called Radical New Ways to Educate, and we have Dan Greenberg, who's from up in your area, well, Massachusetts area, that has created the Sudbury Valley School System and now has like 30 different campuses around the world.
Yep.
And are you familiar with it?
I am familiar with it.
Yeah, we talk about it a great deal.
Basically no curriculum whatsoever, and yet these students graduate with very top degrees and are very successful. And so we're going to do this panel on radical new ways to educate. We have someone representing the Montessori school. We have someone representing the top Christian school in the country. And they're going to talk about, well, how do you really educate students and really make a difference? Because, as you know, our education system is failing us. And this is a great way to, you know, it's not just about school choice and so on, but how do you teach kids? That's what this panel is about. And another example is we have this libertarian CEO panel where we have representatives from the Koch Industries, from the Randian point of view, which is John Allison, the president of Cato, who is formerly the CEO of BB&T. We have a representative of Whole Foods there, Conscious Capitalism. John Mackey normally comes to our conference, spends all 3 days there. He's the CEO of Whole Foods. He's not coming this year. He's on an African safari, but he is sending a representative to talk about, you know, the libertarian way of doing business. And I'm telling you, people are going to learn a lot of new things at Freedom Fest this year.
It sounds like a real gathering of the movers and the shakers in the liberty movement, and I think it's very exciting. Glad that Free Talk Live will be represented there.
Yeah, I can verify. I saw Steve. I was at Freedom Fest a couple of years ago, and I can verify. I saw Steve Forbes mingling and talking. I think that he was hounded a little bit, and I wish the guy could enjoy Freedom Fest the way I did. But, you know, that's kind of the thing about being Steve Forbes. And he was there. He was talking to people, and it's absolutely true what he says.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that's really important, you said the movers and shakers come together. It's interesting. We don't normally invite very many politicians because
the politicos
don't really tell us what they're really thinking. But we do make two exceptions. This year, Senator Rand Paul is coming back for the third time. We've had his father many times. But this year we have the new Ron Paul.
All right, stand by. I don't know who that is. I want to find out who it is in a moment here. So 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, the new Ron Ron Paul. Not sure who that is.
That's a heck of a claim.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 1st, 2013. Gold open this morning at $1239.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1272.45, $636.23 for a half ounce, or $318.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $1272.45, $636.23, and $318.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. They are all free. We've got archives that go back for years. All you have to do is just click and download. They are right there on the front page of the website. And the last 7 days' worth are right up at the top of the site, so easy to click and download. Plus, You can go back for years, all the way to late 2006. Each archive has the SoundCloud player built right into the page, so it makes it easy to play it back right from our website, or download it, or hit the share button and share your favorite episodes with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, or wherever other social networking / bookmarking websites you might spend some time. So again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives for free. We've got the founder, the creator, the guy behind Freedom Fest on the line here. Mark Skousen is his name. Freedomfest.com is the website. Mark, you've been before. Our Mark, Mark Edge. You've been before. Mark Skousen, obviously you've been to every one of them, I imagine. You've been the creator of this. This is the seventh year or the eighth year this year?
This will be the seventh year, right.
7 year long event. How's the I guess the attendance grown over the years? What was year one like? And you said you're expecting maybe 3,000 people this year. How's that changed?
800 the first time.
Wow.
800. So it's just been steadily growing, a lot of buzz, a lot of people talking about it. We do some full-page ads in Reason and National Review and the Freeman and a few other publications. Actually, Steve Forbes gives us a full-page ad in Forbes magazine, which is pretty cool. But otherwise, it's just email. It's just telling people about it. It's created, and it's inviting all the important people that, you know, all the think tanks and Cato and Heritage and Reason and Fee and ISI. I mean, all these guys. The Free State Project
Excellent.
Has come many times and done sessions. I think you guys may be doing a session this year. I'm not sure.
I would hope so. I mean, the Free State Project, certainly one of the leading edges of the liberty movement, in that over 1,100
Absolutely.
People are already here in New Hampshire. You know, quick question, though. You had said you had the new Rand Paul coming this year right before we went to break.
I said the new Ron Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry. The new Ron Paul. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, the new Ron Paul, because Rand Paul really represents the libertarian movement in the Senate, and in the House it's being led by a 33-year-old first-time congressman from Michigan named Justin Amash, and he's really starting to make a name for himself. One of the things he does on his website is every time he has a vote, he explains exactly why he votes. You know, there's a lot of transparency there, and he tried to get rid of John Boehner as the leader in the House and so on, so he's kind of become persona non grata like Ron Paul was in the House, and so we like him a lot, and he just recently contacted us about saying he was going to be out in Vegas, and so we put him on the program. We have a panel on the war clause in the U.S. Constitution about foreign policy, which is always a real controversial topic at Freedom Fest, and whether the Bush Doctrine should be continued or not.
I don't really understand why that would be controversial. I would think most liberty-minded people would be against war, but I imagine this kind of event attracts, let's say, some less principled individuals as attendees.
Sure. I mean, we are a big tent, so we invite conservatives who advocate this kind of aggressive foreign policy. We've, in fact, it's interesting. We have the Republic. We do a mock trial every year, which is really a lot of fun. We do it on Friday night, and we get C-SPAN coverage. The Book TV people cover it every year. And this year we have the Republican Party on trial. And
if they lose, Mark, do we execute someone
who is willing to defend the Republican Party? And I couldn't get anybody. I mean, I couldn't get Karl Rove to do it. I couldn't get Dick Cheney to do it. I couldn't get Senator Orrin Hatch to do it. So finally, I got Dinesh D'Souza to do it. But you do get a lot of people who support, as they say they do, support this kind of Bush doctrine, a foreign policy of establishing an American idealism around the world. But it's certainly, from a libertarian point of view, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's a good policy, but we like to debate. We have 10, 12 debates at Freedom Fest every year. We're going to debate tax havens, foreign policy. We're even having a little debate on evolution this time, which would be kind of fun. I'm debating Yaron Brook on selfishness versus altruism. What is the ideal? So the tax havens, gun control. We're having a debate on that. So
it sounds like it'll be intellectually stimulating. And like you said, the movers and the shakers in the Liberty community are going to be there. This is one of those places where you want to be if you you consider yourself or want to be among those folks.
What I want to know is if the Republicans lose this trial, do we execute them?
Well, we often turn them over to the union, the unions that control the city. But most of the time, although I tell you, 2 years, I think it was 2 years ago, we put public unions on trial, and they lost only 7-5. They thought it was a victory for them, so they got a lot of sympathy votes from the crowd. I mean, you never can predict what this crowd is going to support or oppose, but it is a lot of fun. If you haven't seen the mock trial, we have our defending attorney is Dinesh D'Souza this time, and our prosecuting attorney is Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal, and we have star witnesses. We have Grover Norquist coming, and we have Steve Forbes there. Senator Rand Paul will be one of the star witnesses. It's going to be a fun together. And I want to mention one other thing that's really important that is really popular at Freedom Fest, and that's our healthy living breakout sessions where we're having Colin Campbell come this time as the foremost nutritionist in the country who has written this book, The China Study, showing how the meat industry and the dairy industry is destroying American stuff. So that's going to be a fun topic as well.
You know, Mark, I really appreciate you coming on here on Free Talk Live to tell us, to get us into the details about Freedom Fest. We've only really scratched the surface up until now, so I appreciate you really getting into the details on how it's going to work. It sounds like it'll be a really entertaining affair.
I'm excited. It starts almost a little over a week from now.
Intellectually stimulating, a networking.
Starts on Wednesday next week.
Yep, great networking event. And an excuse to go to Vegas with a bunch of liberty people. So, I mean, you really can't.
You know, it's a hot conference because we have a captive audience. Nobody goes outside during the day. It's pretty hot out there. But in the evenings, it's really not bad, and everybody goes to the whatever they want to do. It's the entertainment capital of the world. So it really is the perfect place for this, and it really represents the libertarian laissez-faire ideal that we're talking about.
Perfect time to go and catch a Penn and Teller show, too. Those guys I've heard have come to your conference.
And by the
before.
Way, the mayor of Las Vegas, the ex-mayor, his wife is the current mayor, Oscar Goodman, is coming and speaking as well. And he has a new book out called Being Oscar that's hilarious, where he talks about him being a mob lawyer and how, as mayor of Las Vegas, he had a run-in with President Obama, with the union.
I don't imagine you get to be mayor of Las
Vegas. Drugs.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. Thanks for being on with us tonight. Appreciate it. That's Mark Skousen. FreedomFest.com is the website.
You
can get your tickets there now. And I don't imagine you get to be mayor of Las Vegas without having mob connections. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. More coming up.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners just by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Mr. Quiet, Johnny Ray.
And Mark. Yeah, welcome to the show, Johnny Ray. Always good to have you on here. You know what? It's really exciting when Free Talk Live listeners make the news in a good way. And that's happening right now in Missouri, actually, Sugar Creek, where KCTV has reported, as well as a lot of other local Kansas City area media. Plus, the story is now going national with the Raw story picking it up, and who knows who else, because it's literally just breaking today. Tony is in the middle of being interviewed locally on a local talk show at this time, but she will be joining us hopefully tomorrow night. Now, for those of you who may recall, one of the most recent additions to the Shrine of Female Listeners is Tony Bones is her name, and in fact I believe she is the most recent addition to the Shrine of Female Listeners. So if you'd like to see her, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. also, I will post the link to the KCTV story which features her. And why is she in the news? Well, she has some planters by her home that the city has determined that are inappropriate.
Bad
and
planters.
They are coming after her, and she is making a stand because, well, she's a brave lady who actually stands up for what she believes in and wants to set a good example for her kids. Let me give you the story from KCTV5, their website, kctv5.com. A Sugar Creek woman says she's willing to go to jail over her recycling project. Tony Shelton, who prefers to be called Tony Bones, has repainted old tires and turned them into planters. She said, "I was just really interested in recycling, and I'm really big on self-sufficiency. But others consider the tires trash that could attract mosquitoes and create other issues.
So, well, a tire that just lays there could attract mosquitoes, but a tire that's full of soil isn't going to attract mosquitoes.
That's true. So municipal leaders had issued her a warning. She said that they just said they needed to go. I told them I was going to be using them for planters in the spring, and they informed me it wasn't allowed. So I guess she had used some of them, but yeah. There were maybe a couple that were unused at that point.
I see. I saw the pictures of the planters that she'd done, and they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're very charming.
Really? I mean, I didn't think you could paint tires in bright colors and make them attractive.
Look nice. Yeah.
But it looks really great, and I was really kind of surprised. I'm no fan of trash on one's lawn either. I don't know where these are being, held. Maybe they're on the side of the house or wherever. But it's really, they're attractive planters.
Yeah, and this is just another example of, the term escapes me right now, but rules are rules, and people can't have any, the bureaucrats can't exercise their brains or...
Zero tolerance.
Thank you, zero tolerance.
Well, it's also an example of the bureaucrats believing they own you and your property, and
that
they
too.
Can tell you what you can do. And look, I agree with, it's not a good idea to leave pools of water on your property for mosquitoes to bathe in and, have babies, but... That's something that I think neighbors can handle on their own by simply talking to one another.
Come the Libertarian Revolution, the mosquitoes will be the first to be purged.
You know, there was a huge thing at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year where some of the Keniacs actually went to Walmart and bought up all of their rackets. There's these electrified rackets that they sell now for like $7 at Walmart. They went and bought up all of them. They brought them back to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're selling them for $20 a pop. They sold out of them. And so what you had was a bunch of liberty-minded people all around the campground for an entire week, literally exterminating what mosquitoes might have been on the property.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Usually Rogers, it's the first year I'd had to deal with bugs at Rogers at all, really. And they were pretty bad in that rainy part of the first week. But after that, it was getting much harder. The first day or so, I was walking around with my electric swatter. I was killing mosquitoes all day long, but after that they'd almost been eradicated.
I think you just got used to it because I got ate up Saturday.
Okay,
let me get back to the story here.
Should've been drinking all week.
Sugar Creek Chief Herb Sewell says the city's concern was the number of tires, and he says, quote, "We'd asked her to put them somewhere else because there were quite a number of them. We try to keep people from accumulating tires because they retain water and they attract mosquitoes. They detract from the property values in the neighborhood, too." When Shelton refused to comply, or Ms. Bones, the city issued her a citation. Citing her principal, she is refusing to pay the fine and is willing to go to jail over the issue. In fact, she has a court date on this matter, I believe, next week. I don't have the date handy, but I'll post that to Facebook as well for those of you that might happen to be in the Kansas City, Missouri area that want to go and support this brave young lady. However, she has moved a majority of the old tires and is storing some of the tires inside an old truck. Still, she said she won't get rid of all of the tires because she said it would send the wrong message to her children. She said, "I don't want my kids to see me back down and not follow my heart." Case will be heard in municipal court in Sugar Creek next week, and as of right now, the town boss says that the woman's property is not in violation of any municipal codes. So they issued her this fine. She's refusing to pay, so it's going to court. However, I guess the yard has been cleaned up to whatever extent that they can't issue her any further violations on this matter. But she is standing firm on this, and I think it's a heroic stance. I thanked her today for standing up for what she believes in, and she said to me that it's sad that I have to do that.
Yeah.
Because hardly anybody will stand up for what they believe in.
What's the point in the fine at this now? I mean, if the fine is intended to motivate her to get her to do something, and now we're at the point of whatever it was that they wanted them to do it. I mean, I don't know what every step of the way was here, but...
Well, she didn't do as they said, so they issued a fine.
And then she did do what they said?
Well, it's not real clear on that. I mean, she does say that some of the tires have been moved into a truck as opposed to just being left out on the premises. But there are still some tires that are down, so I'm not real clear on that. When we have her on the show, we'll be able to get more into detail about this. And I'm looking forward to that because I think that she's an inspiration. I know there are a lot of people in the Kansas City area that have posted on some of these local news stories about her and that, you know, like, yeah, go, you know, go Tony.
It's a great, these planters are beautiful. And to me, if you've got to keep the raw materials to make whatever your art is, it doesn't sound like there's a problem here. Why are they trying to find the lady and throw her in jail?
Well, I mean, they don't want to put her in jail because then
they just want to check.
Right, that'll tip their hand because you don't. The government wants to try to stay away from putting zoning offenders in jail because then they'll reveal what they're really up to, which is of course threatening people with a cage.
Well,
if you don't do what they want you to do with your property.
The sycophants will always say, "Well, she could have paid the fine, so going to jail may or may not." I don't know what it achieves necessarily in that circumstance, but the sycophants will always just say, "Ah, she could have paid the fine."
I think what it achieves is that she stood for her personal principles, and that means something to her. I don't know if it achieves, you know, it certainly doesn't achieve the repeal of the zoning ordinance or any kind of other tangible thing for the future of Sugar Creek, Missouri, but, it, you know, going to jail is a very self-empowering thing, if you can believe that. At least in my experience, that was the case.
Also, she wouldn't have got the news story if it had just been for the fine.
That's true, yeah. The fact that this was escalated to a jail threat definitely did probably make this more likely to get picked up by places like the Raw Story. And as I say, the story is breaking. The reason why she's not with us right now is because she's got local media.
She's busy.
Banging on her door, basically. You know, she's done KCTV, Fox 4 apparently is coming. She's been on local radio throughout the day today. So that's how it goes. You know, when you actually stand up for what you believe in, there's a good chance that the news media might actually bite on it. It doesn't always happen. I mean, we've had a bunch of people get arrested for really good reasons here in Keene, and a lot of times the media will completely ignore it, but if it happens enough, sometimes it's going to hit, and then people are going to pay attention. Now, whether or not this will inspire other people in the Sugar Creek or larger Missouri area to take similar action is another question. A lot of people will cheer her on. They may come out to support her in court, but will it actually pan out into anything more tangible as far as activism in the future? Call me skeptical. Call me skeptical on that one, because that's the reason I'm moving. You know, I've moved to New Hampshire, and that's the reason why, by the way, Tony is going to be moving to New Hampshire. As I understand it, she is a Free State Project participant, so we'll talk to her more about that tomorrow night. If you've got some comments you'd like to share, 855-453 coming up. A man is fighting to keep his pet ducks. Another at-home story. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, one man is trying to keep his ducks against the city's demands. We'll tell you more about that because they tell you how to live your life. They tell you what sort of pets you can have and what kind of gardening implements or gardens you can have in your front lawn, and that's what we're focusing on here at this moment.
Against all odd. Captain Quackers against the man.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and the Free State Project is your choice for achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you actually want a shot at having that happen, you need to get together with people who think like you, if you love liberty, that is, if you love the idea that, you know, you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody. And, of course, in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and some of those others might do things you don't agree with, like have a pet duck. Or more than one pet duck. So if you're okay with other people being free, go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, join over 14,000 individuals who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, as the three of us on the show here tonight have already done. You can move soon if you'd like. You don't have to wait until that counter reaches 20,000, although a lot of people are waiting. Over 1,100 people are already here, and that number's closing in on 1,200 now at freestateproject.org. We look forward to seeing you here, where your activism can actually make a difference. Because it's in concert with others.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know if there's sort of sound issues in keeping ducks. I mean, where is this guy keeping ducks? I know if you have a roost, many towns will let you keep chickens because chickens are relatively quiet. However, when it comes to roosters, no, those things don't shut up. They start at 4:30 in the morning. They keep going all day. They're heavier in the morning, but they keep going all day long. I can understand why nobody wants roosters next to their house, but ducks, do they make that kind of noise? Drakes? I'm not sure.
The story is from Delmont, and according to a Wikipedia search, it is a borough in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, population 2,497 as of the year 2000.
So. 2,497. It's 2,500 people.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the most populated of areas.
That doesn't sound particularly populated, but he could be in one of the denser areas,
yeah,
I suppose.
Could be. Anyway, we'll get to that story here in moments. But first to the phones and the fun. We go to William in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Hey, William.
Hey, hope all's well.
Welcome, sir.
Been a while. I'm considering all ahead and went on my Facebook and deleted all everything I ever posted on there. I may end up, my job actually doesn't allow us to get on Facebook anymore at work.
Okay.
Which, for me, that's a good thing, really, to be honest. I mean, so ever since then, I like removed it from my phone, and I've been staying Facebook free except for the evening or whatever. It's been a good thing.
So what's good about it? How is your life markedly better without Facebook?
I should waste some time doing nothing, on that Facebook versus not going there every 5 minutes to see what's going on or whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can see how that would, certainly Facebook can be addictive in many ways.
Oh, yeah.
I just tend to, if you're going to be
like
monitored
a fiend with Facebook,
yeah, if you're going to be monitored all with all your activity online, why Facebook, why get out of there in particular?
I thought you were working on that, Ian. I thought you were working to cut your Facebook addiction.
No, it hasn't worked out. I am hopelessly hooked on Facebook.
Well, part of what, I'm behind because I took a month off listening to this, talk radio because, my friend suggested it's, affecting me too much. And I was listening to one of your old episodes where you were talking about a Facebook censored a picture, a drawing of a uvula or pardon my ignorance on women anatomy.
uvula.
That's the little thing that hangs down in the back of your throat.
Women have uvulas.
Yeah, vulva. Okay. I knew I had it wrong. There we go. Maybe it's still dumb. At least I get to look dumb on the radio. Okay, good.
It's just a science word. Don't worry about it, man.
Whatever. Yeah. So anyway, I was, censoring it and stuff. And I've heard of other stuff, them censoring other things. And I saw when y'all posted that, and I thought that was ridiculous. And I just got thinking about when I upload all my photos and stuff. I'm like, if I take a great photo, they can maybe sell it or whatever, not give me credit. It's probably in the
Well, don't worry. They keep your stuff, just so you know. When you click the delete button on Facebook, it doesn't actually delete anything from their servers. It just makes it inaccessible by you. So if for whatever reason, the feds or whoever wanted to investigate you, they could still pull up all your old account information, and that would not be a problem at all. Now, how long they retain that information for, I don't know. I've heard it's quite a long time.
Right, and I know that, whatever. It's just kind of the way. It also disincentivizes me to go there and say, "Hey, look at my photos," or whatever. One less.
Hey, man, good on you. I mean, I have to say, I'm a little bit envious of you on that, and I'm actually a lot envious of you. I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook, as I imagine many of us do. And William, thanks for your call tonight. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I got distracted with that. So I'm about to quit my cell phone. Well, I'm tired of my cell phone service, and I'm tired of paying these contracts and all this crap. And I was sitting there thinking, like, it'd be wonderful to, I don't know, if you had any inputs, I'll take the answer off air or whatever. As far as, I've been with Sprint for a long time, and they kind of, a while back, I wanted to add another phone line to my Sprint account, and they wanted me to sign a damn contract, a darn contract, even if I had my own phone. So I went ahead and ended up getting a free phone. I'm just so fed up with them. I'm just about to the point to say, you know what? Because I got two phones that are not on contract, and I want to switch providers. I got that one, and they want to charge, two.
So, William, we actually have a sponsor that has maybe a possible solution for you.
Yeah, I think so. NextBigTing.com.
Yeah, NextBigTing, TING.com. And actually, it seems to forward you to Ting.com. So.
Yeah, but it's NextBigTing is a
special deal.
Distributor.
Yeah. I see. So NextBigTing.com. You can go there, and you can get prepaid cell phone service, and it's darn affordable. I've taken a look at the rates. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. Love-hate relationship. I mean, I have cut down on the amount of emails for Facebook, so I feel like my Facebook time is better spent now than it was previously, because what would happen before was I would get emails for, like, everything. And so I'd spend time going through all of the emails and, half the stuff I'd already seen because I was already on Facebook. So I was getting emails for things that I'd already looked into. And so I started using the little notifications instead of using the emails. For those that don't know, on Facebook at the top, there's like a little number next to something, and that number increments based on how many notifications you get. So where I used to get those emails, I now just pay attention to the notifications. So I feel like I'm better spending my time with Facebook, and that I'm not duplicating things, like seeing things that I've already seen.
Sure.
But I don't feel like I'm spending less time on Facebook. I still find myself checking in. You know, if I'm on the phone on hold or something like that, I'll go on Facebook and I'll check the notifications there.
I think it's perfect for that, though.
It is.
On hold.
But my problem is I'll get lost in it.
Yep.
So, like, if I hang up the phone, then I'm, like, doing something on Facebook and I should have been taking notes from what happened on the phone.
Mm.
And then I'm going over somewhere else on Facebook and it's distracting to me.
Yep.
So, and of course, I still do it when I'm not on the phone, too, so I'm just constantly in there. And every time I tell myself that I don't want to spend time on Facebook, it'll redeem itself in some way. There will be some sort of really killer show prep that I'll see on my
news
feed.
Absolutely. This is the reason I can't let it go.
Or, you know, there's some question somebody asks on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and I can't sign off of Facebook and not take care of the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
Nope.
Somebody has to do that. That's our job.
Right.
And so
that's the bait. And the rest is the trap.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Johnny Ray, but no, I've totally failed at that.
Yeah, I just mindlessly mouse wheel through the news until there's like a cute girl. Then I stop and I focus for a second, and then I just start mouse wheeling again.
Now, do you do what I do, which is where you'll mouse wheel down to the part you've already seen, but you'll keep going anyway? Even do you do that, or is it just me?
No, I don't do that.
It's just me.
I don't do that. No.
Yeah. I try to stop doing that, but I'll just keep on going. Maybe I miss something the first time, and I just need to keep going through it.
The first
it's
step
crazy.
Is admitting that you have a problem.
Yes, I know. I have had a problem. It's a big problem.
He's got a problem. I'll admit it.
So I don't know. I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. What's the second step, Mark?
I'm willing to admit that Ian has a problem and he's powerless over Facebook.
Although I woke up on time today, so I felt really productive, even though I was
I
on
got up
Facebook.
And checked Facebook earlier.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One man is currently fighting to keep his pet ducks. The story is from KDKA out of Pittsburgh. Now, Delmont is the town where it's happening. We're going to tell you more about this man who is facing $400, not per duck, per day.
$500.
$400 per day.
Story I have says $5.
Is that right? Okay. You know what? This doesn't even say that here. I'll give you more information in a moment. 850. Yeah, it does say $500 per day. Thank you. It's going to cost him money to appeal. 855-450-FREE. We'll get you some of the details on this and your calls about what you want. Coming up, Free Talk Live, Hour 2, next.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.